So if we concentrate now on the period from 1815 to the outbreak of the Chartist movement, we will see that radicalism is significant. It concerns the authorities. For much of the period, from the end of the Napoleonic Wars in 1815 through to the very early 1820s, 1820, 1821. This is partly to do with the economic circumstances that I've just been talking about. It's also to do with the development of radicalism into areas which had not previously been strongholds for reformist protest. We go back into the 1790s just for a minute. The main towns that were agitating for political reform tended to be towns of small workshops, skilled craftsmen, educated workers, people who often had educated themselves, had read and had followed the events, read about, followed the events of the French Revolution, and were attracted by ideas of citizenship. By 1815, we can see a lot more radical activity in the main centres of factory industry, and we can see here the impact of the Industrial Revolution on places, Manchester is the obvious example, which had been transformed by industrialism. The other place which mustn't be left out of any analysis of radicalism in this period is, of course, the capital city of England, London, where there are increasing numbers of mass meetings and other forms of protest. I suppose the one example of an iconic protest would be the peaceful demonstration which took place in Manchester in the middle of August in 1819 during a trade depression, when people had come to hear one of the leading radical speakers, Henry, otherwise known as Orator Hunt, give a speech, an oration, on the subject of parliamentary reform and why it was a good thing. That was an event which the local authorities thought might spill over into revolution. And they broke it up forcibly and created what, from that day to this, has been called the Peterloo Massacre. It took place in St. Peter's Square. Peterloo was a play on words. Waterloo, of course, the great British victory which ended the French Wars. So a play on words, Peterloo, ironic use of language to say, here is the British, here are the British authorities using the sword to put down British agitation. There are some historians who say that after the Peterloo, so-called Peterloo Massacre, reform agitation was unstoppable. Robert Peel, who was no political radical, but at the time a leading figure in the Tory party, was talking, we're talking here about 1820, was talking about a period in which it would be, in his view, very difficult, if not impossible, to stop there being political reform during the period of the next Parliament. Well, it didn't happen. Radicalism becomes less prominent in the 1820s because, in general, trading conditions are better. The pressure for mass agitation, therefore, deflates. We have to go on to the end of the 1820s to see the return of agitation through, as a result of poor conditions of one kind or another, and the so-called reform crisis.